This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you're not receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I know people that are gibbering mental patients now after a few years on statins. Totally from people their family go, no, they're like a kid now. And I mean, managers of companies, super sharp people, once a man, twice a child, and you know the statins are eating their brain. And they get skinny, they get gaunt, they're like zombies. You add to this vegetarian diet bowl, every vegetarian I know, they're either super skinny or they're fat, they look super tired, they're like dumb. And I know you can eat enough beans and enough stuff and get what you need. I'm not knocking you, and there's a lot of dirty stuff about meat nowadays. I'm not judging you. I just, the globalists want you on a vegetarian diet for a reason. It makes you very servile. It's known. Dr. Wallach, we're going to be back for a full hour very, very soon. I know you got some big events coming up. Where do people find out about some of these big speaking events you're about to do in the next few days?
Okay. I'm here in North Carolina today and tomorrow. I can give those out if you want. The one today is at the
Hilton Charlotte University Place.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And that's
you got
correct.
Some other big events coming up.
It's at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow night, it's at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in on Johnson Road in Charlotte, 7 p.m. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have events up in San Francisco. And so you might have people up in that area contact KSCO in Santa Cruz. KSCO, they'll have the event located. I apologize, I don't have those.
We've got it on screen for folks. And I guess that URL is longevity.com, guys. All right, fantastic. Am I right, though, that something's going on with vegetarians?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you cannot get what you need. You need 90 essential nutrients, and vegetarians miss about 60 of them when they go vegetarian. They need to supplement. They could do it if they supplemented, but they believe they can get everything they need just by eating well, and that's absolutely wrong. When you look at the National Geographic, Alex, they came out about 10 years ago with the top 20 longevity cultures. They're all heavy meat eaters. There's no vegetarians in the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth. They're all heavy meat eaters. They're all third world. None of them have any medical doctors or health insurance or emergency services or clinics or hospitals. Yet they have 40 times 100 as we do. They have 100 per 250 of their population. We only have 100-year-old per 10,000. And so heavy meat eaters are the ones who live the longest and healthiest.
Well, I mean, meat's a drug. I can be sick and go eat a big ribeye and, like, I'm feel better in hours. I mean, if it's rare, it's got to be bloody.
Yeah, medium rare. I eat a steak every day. I eat 10 eggs every day. It gives you sex hormones like you can't believe. Yahoo!
Well, there's no doubt that studies show larger species brain sizes and the craniums growing over the thousands of years as people went from agrarian to meat eaters. I mean, it's true. Meat has turbocharged us, and we're basically turning into predators.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we're turning into meat for predators if you become a vegetarian. You do not want to be a vegetarian without supplement. You can do it successfully if you supplement. We have the 90 essential nutrients. We hope that all people who are really dyed-in-the-wool vegetarians and vegans come to Youngevity. We will give you a supplement program that will make it work for you. Without the supplement program, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. And find that whole program at InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. And Dr. Wallach, let's get you up in the next few weeks for a full hour via Skype to get into the missing nutrients, to get more into the statins, to get into all this medicalized tyranny. They want forced inoculations now. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Alex. And again, the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Disease Transmission. We love you, and we're going to work along your side, and between you and me, we'll make things happen.
And by the way, we've got reviews on that, a 5-star review for the package of books we've got discounted, Dead Doctors Don't Lie and others at InfoWars.com. Life.com, InfoWarsStore.com has it all right there. Dr. Wallach, thank you so much for the time today.
Well, God bless you, sir. Thank you for the hospitality as usual. We love your audience, and we're there for you forever.
You're a revolution.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It happens to me on the street pretty much every day. It happens when I see old friends. They say, hey, I kind of like Trump, but I'm scared to admit it. People will call me names. And I just look at people and I say, are we a free country? Are you a man or are you a mouse? I mean, it's really that simple. If a bunch of fad-driven morons, because everything from The Economist to Time Magazine to the Pope to the communist Chinese government says Donald Trump's a demon, and the Republican establishment says all over the news what Stone told us 8 months ago first, we're going to just take the nomination. We're allowed to. That is the seal of approval with Donald Trump, because he's against globalism. He's against unfair trade deals. And then he actually wants to be president. The globalists sold out America for global power. Trump wants to reverse that. They're scared of him for a good reason. And they've got John Sununu and every other talking head on TV everywhere saying, Hillary destroys him by 10 points in polls. And, you know, he's unelectable. And thank God we're going to take the nomination away from him. That's a talking point. The polls really show Trump neck and neck or ahead of her. And the facade is starting to fall with things like Brussels, Belgium happening. right when Trump predicted it would. So now we have student president freaking out over Trump 2016 written on whiteboard, claims scrawling constitutes racist violence. Other universities are having huge psychology meetings as everyone panics and cries because someone wrote Trump 2016 in chalk. This is the mindless hysteria and the hype that is unprecedented. Now, joining us the next 40 minutes or so is Roger Stone, confidant, former campaign head for Trump. And he promised us on Monday last week, he offered, and I said, well, of course, an exclusive article about a big development, but he's ready to really do that on Wednesday, but he has some other big developments today, so he'll be popping back in on Wednesday, StoneZone.com. Walker will endorse Cruz in Wisconsin push. That's the story on InfoWars.com. And he also, of course, predicted months ago and then the week before that Jeb Bush would be endorsing Cruz. Now we know why he called George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, his ideological mentor and what he, you know, admires in the world. The Bushes run his campaign, they always did, as a stand-in in case they rejected the Bush name. This is the Bush family seeking their fourth term. And they're allied with the Clinton crime family. It's amazing. But this is a war between hype and reality. Can the system pull out a scam one more time and cheat Trump or convince the public not to support him? Because regardless of who Trump is, this is a test of populism, and it's forcing the establishment to come out and say, oh, we have rule changes. We don't care if he gets all the delegates. We're just going to appoint somebody like Paul Ryan or somebody like Mitt Romney. So we now have appointed people from the, quote, party, the greatest fraud ever seen. He calls it the big steal. I call it canceling the election. So, headline, Roger Stone, will they cancel the election? Because if you steal the nominations, if you give it to Hillary, if you clearly Sanders is destroying her everywhere, she's stealing it, did it in New Hampshire, you name it, and they're openly admitting that they may, even if it's 1,200 plus delegates, take it from Trump, who, you know, they may want to blow up the Republican Party and hand it to Hillary because they were always rhino operatives, but it will blow up the Democrats too. I predict if they steal it from Trump, nakedly, that it will be the end of the establishment because they have just really pulled their pants down and mooned the public. Am I right, Roger Stone of StoneZone.com?
Well, Alex, I think it remains to be seen. First of all of this talk about steak, I'm ready for a thick old porterhouse right about now. It was a beautiful day on the beaches in Florida this week, and I heard from many of my allies by cell phone. Make no mistake about it, the big steal is on, and it doesn't begin in Cleveland. It's already begun. And as we have revealed here on Infowars.com in the past, it has two elements. One is to try to stall Donald Trump short of the 1237 that he needs to be nominated, an absolute majority. And the keystone to doing that, of course, is in the contests that lie ahead. Now, Ted Cruz would need to win 87% of the delegates available of those still unchosen, a mathematical impossibility. Trump has a more realistic 527 that he needs, and he is leading big in states like California, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, where the establishment and the kingmakers have found what they think is the weak link is Wisconsin. So now what you're going to see is a Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, all out assault on Trump in Wisconsin. Now, ironically, if you're doing a vote count, Trump does not have to win Wisconsin. He still has additional places to gain, but Wisconsin is must win for Ted Cruz to remain viable. Make no mistake about where the bosses are. They may be potentially and temporarily wedded to Ted Cruz. But at the end of the day, this convention will either be Donald Trump on the first ballot or Paul Ryan on the fourth. The establishment, basically, they can get that opening. They will move to an open convention. If they can't stall Trump short, if he has the 1237, then beware the Trojan horse delegates that we've discussed. Those who are pledged to vote for Trump on the first ballot, but will desert him on the second ballot, but more importantly, will vote for rules and delegate seating that are harmful to Trump. That's the big steal. Right now, the bosses are packing the crucial rules and credentials committee, not with Trump people, but with hacks, with stooges, with people who will follow orders in the big steal. And it's what's amazing to me, Alex, is that the plotters plot in open. In the circus recently, the very hot net-based series, you have Ed Goaz, pollster for the establishment, Ed Rogers, fat cat lobbyist, Ron Kaufman, fat cat lobbyist, Republican National Committee man from Massachusetts, Rick Holt, lobbyist, talking about how Trump will be stopped, talking about why he must be stopped, denigrating Trump. The plotters plot in the open. They plot in the open. All bets are off. The big steal is going forward.
The article is on InfoWars.com. I want it pegged to the top of our Facebook, Twitter. I want the listeners to get this out to everybody, because you may have heard 8 months ago all this from Roger Stone. Now it's happening. You heard about the Koch brothers' secret meetings months before they admitted it. They denied it. Now they admit it. You heard about Jeb before it happened. Now Walker will endorse Cruz and Wisconsin push. The big steal is on. This needs to get out to talk show hosts all across the country. It needs to get out to your friends and family to really see what's happening. We'll play the clip after the break. It's short. But when he, you know, supposedly won Utah, when he went, I've got Jeb Bush. He is so proud of that now. And people say, well, that's like an albatross around his neck. Jeb Bush was like polling 1 or 2% the whole time. Everybody hates him. He doesn't care. He knows there's a big steal. He now wants to supine, grovel, prostrate himself to the Bushes and the Republican establishment so that they will crown him and not put in somebody in front of him. I mean, this is the most disgusting thing, where he is now electioneering to the blue blood, rhino, neocon skeleton. This is insane.
Well, Alex, but let's be candid. Those are Ted Cruz's roots. Ted Cruz was George W. Bush's issues man the year he ran for president.
No, I agree, but now it's all confirmed.
So their dislike of Ted is personal. It's because he's prickly. It doesn't have to do with the fact that he doesn't support their worldview, or didn't mastermind the Bush v. Gore legal strategy to steal the election. Ted Cruz did that. I know. I was part of that recount team. He is the legal genius behind the grab of that election. So he is a Bush by lineage. He is a Bush retainer by history. His wife is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not happy because they don't like him personally. Bush, Cruz, Ryan, Walker, they're all globalists. Rubio. They're all globalists.
Let me ask you this. I know you're focused on stopping the big steal, and Wednesday you'll talk about some plans to do that and some big news you've been working on. But specifically, though, I get they're arrogant. I get they want to hand it to Hillary. I understand all that. But doesn't the establishment get that this isn't – that people are really going to get even more angry, and this isn't going to go away? I mean, if they're going to openly appoint presidents now, I mean, they really are going to do this, because they're on the news selling it on every channel like it's no big deal.
You know, what's very amazing to me is that Bill Kristol and the neocons, who are members of the plotters, active members of the plotters. I like Bill Kristol on a personal level. I recognize he was a big supporter of Hubert Humphrey in 1968, and that he comes from a liberal Democrat background. But I like Bill Kristol. On the other hand, Kristol started this Never Trump hashtag, which the Republican establishment has picked up. Interestingly, now Trump partisans have begun We Will Walk, hashtag We Will Walk. They've established a Facebook page, and they have signed up more people than the neocon front put forward by Kristol. People need to realize that the kingmakers will ruin the possibility that Pat Buchanan has spoken about, a new populist-based Republican Party, returning the party to its mainstream roots, not its Wall Street.
Well, even mainstream media admits there's a Tea Party battle through Trump to take the Republican Party, but they act like it's a horrible thing. Let's keep it in the hands of the blue bloods. wow, this is really over the top. I think this is going to completely pull back the curtain.
Well, and here, Alex, is one more bombshell. Very well-connected sources tell me that George Soros is now funneling money to people around John Kasich in order to keep Kasich in the race. Why? Because Kasich could be a vice presidential candidate here. If Trump falls short, Kasich is sitting on 66 delegates. That would be an abhorrent choice to me, for me personally. But perhaps Soros believes the kind of pressure that was put on Trump to take Bush could be put on Trump to take Kasich. Therefore, he is keeping Kasich in the race. This is much to the consternation of the other globalists. This is making it harder for their hand-chosen boy. But as I've told you many times, in the Bilderbergers, in the Council on Foreign Relations, in the Trilateral Commission, among the elites, they have their own internal power struggles. Soros wants to be dominant. And I believe that he is keeping Kasich in this race.
Wow. So that's you've always got more bombshells. Obviously, Trump now is talking about them trying to steal it from him, thank God. Now he's forcing that issue. And the media has to sit there with a straight face and go, can you believe Trump saying it's terrible that the Republicans say they may steal the nomination from the voters? I mean, how dare him? He said something even more incredible. It's absolutely blowing up in their face from what I'm seeing in the public. Because when you first said they might do this or we're going to do this 8 months ago, people kind of rolled their eyes. Then 3 or 4 months ago, people were concerned. Now that they're openly saying it, people aren't buying it. They're like going, what? I mean, wow.
But, Alex, they're not just saying it. They're doing it. Let's look at what's transpired here.
You're saying the steal is actually happening now.
In Texas, where Donald Trump is entitled to 40 votes, the bodies in those chairs will be stooges for the Rick Perry, George P. Bush.
Look at Louisiana, where they said that Trump won, but Cruz got the delegates.
Yes, they gave Cruz 5 uncommitted delegates, unbound delegates, and they grabbed 5 delegates. Now, even though Trump won by almost 5% in Louisiana.
And no one's talking about Louisiana stolen from Trump.
Going on in South Carolina.
Louisiana voters had their election stolen, and it wasn't even a headline. They were just, Ted Cruz gets it. Oh, sorry, he lost, but he wins. It's like Hillary in New Hampshire. So let's go through where the other steals are going on, because I've never seen such naked stealing. Go ahead.
Well, Texas, I think, is the most egregious. Carl Tepper, the chairman of Lubbock County, very respected chairman of the Republican County Chairman's Association, has essentially been stiff. He's been told directly, sorry, there will be no Trump people on this delegation. Why is that significant? Well, those 40 votes that must vote for Trump on the first ballot, those people will be able to vote against Trump on rules and procedural matters.
Incredible.
That's where the big steal will take place. That's where they stuck it to Ron Paul. That's where Ben Ginsburg and the same kingmakers, Ginsburg being the shrewdest, probably cleverest, and most devious of the inside lawyers who know these rules inside and out. That is where the creativity and the railroad will happen. And then that decision must be ratified by the full convention.
Sure, but you think they're bold enough? You're right. The steal is happening. It's ongoing. They're already doing it. That's the news. The steal has already begun. But are they jumping the shark? I mean, how do they think they're going to actually do this for the first time ever in front of everyone and just say, we make the rules, when they always hold out your popular vote matters and they honor it? This is unprecedented.
Well, I think what's happening here is the establishment is greatly underestimating, once again, Donald Trump. They assume that he will not understand these complex rules and the arcane system winning these delegates and counting these delegates. This is really about vote counting and accurate vote counting more than anything else. And we're going to see whether Trump is able to go from a winning primary campaign where he has run the table, but with a very anti-party strategy. I mean, recognize the people who are storming the gates are not party regulars. In Texas, the delegates must be chosen from among the people who were delegates to the last state convention. Nobody else is eligible. So some new Trump person new to the process has zero chance. They're stealing in South Carolina. They're stealing in Louisiana. They're going to steal in Colorado, they're going to steal in Arizona, and they're going to steal in North Dakota. Look for those next at all levels. The establishment is out to chisel votes here and there from Donald Trump around the edges, but then putting all their eggs in the Wisconsin basket. In the end, California will be as important to Donald Trump as it was in the nomination of Barry Goldwater in 1964. California is the big enchilada. California is where Donald Trump will ultimately wrap it up. I'm highly confident that Chris Christie will deliver a solid delegation to Donald Trump from New Jersey. New York is in fine hands with the activist, Tea Party wild man, and my friend, Carl Paladino, the best grassroots organizer by far in New York State. So I'm confident about every place, but I'm telling you, the showdown is in the Badger State. Paul Ryan, plus the Kochs, plus Walker, $25 million at least in outside money from the Cruz campaign, the Cruz PACs, anti-Trump PACs. We're talking about mail, phone calls, internet ads, cable ads, radio ads, broadcast TV. It hasn't worked anyplace else. The establishment is going to try it one more time.
Well, you know, too, the talking point is Hillary beats him, Hillary beats him. Droning, 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 droning. They never shut up. And I think it's backfiring. But I tell you, you've been in this a lot longer than I have. I've never historically seen anything this naked except in communist countries that claim they have elections. I mean, this I think, if they steal it, well, that's another question. Trump started to say people are going to get mad. Then they say he's calling for riots. Black Lives Matter, run by Soros and others, say they're coming to riot. This is going to get very, very explosive.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am totally untroubled by polls that show Trump slightly behind Hillary. In all honesty, that's because Bernie Sanders has not hit her where she was vulnerable. He's never mentioned her epic abuse of women. And the fact she was an accessory after the fact in every one of her husbands.
He's never brought out her sealed Whitewater indictment. I mean, he's never brought up the Whitewater stuff, the billions from foreigners. I mean, she is so easy. What's the word on indictment? Because they said they're getting pretty close to indicting her. You think that's baloney?
I'm just telling you the Stone prediction on this. The FBI director will recommend her indictment, and Obama will pardon her before the Justice Department can act.
And then we'll have a pardoned president? That'll be a first, if she wins.
Well, here's what we don't know. Does he pardon her in return for taking a dive? And Uncle Joe Biden, who's been warming up in the bullpen, jumps in? Or do they actually think she can limp through an election with this around her neck? Recognizing the president would have giant leverage because she's not going to want to go to trial because that's heading to an orange jumpsuit, and it's about time. So I still predict that he leverages a pardon, but where the Democrats go from there, I don't think we know.
Well, that's what the smart money's saying. They said there's a war of blackmail going on, but they're done with Hillary, and they know that the FBI will be totally discredited if they don't indict. They've now announced they're going to interview her. They got over 100 agents on her. I mean, they wouldn't be doing that if they weren't getting ready to bring her down. I mean, it's so obvious she did something 1,000 times worse than Petraeus. They knew people were accessing her BlackBerry. They knew they were listening to the audio. This woman is insane. Her arrogance only eclipses her evil.
Well, and it doesn't require criminal intent. Criminal negligence alone is an easy case. There's an overwhelming abundance of evidence. This is not a close case. She has abused federal documents. But the real question here is, does she have some kind of a Mexican standoff with Barack Obama? Because Hillary, I think, is able to illuminate us on the role of Valerie Jarrett in Benghazi, something I suspect the president wouldn't like too much focus on. And therefore, they may have a deal in which she can broker a pardon and still try to get over the finish line because of the demographic changes in the country. She's not pursuing the old Clinton strategy of trying to fool white moderates in the South and the West and trying to put together the old working-class Democratic coalition. She and Sidney Blumenthal have a far-left strategy. It's the Obama strategy. Minorities plus the far-left and liberals, and you eke out a majority. That's their strategy.
And that's why they've gone thermonuclear with the race baiting and everything. You can really see the future with these guys is a really scary country. It looks like they're going to try to go full authoritarian with a socialist-slash-communist model. This could be really one of the last real elections. I think that's why you see them getting ready to steal it on both fronts, because the gloves are coming off. I mean, wow. Did you ever think you'd see stuff like this in politics, as crazy as it was when you were working?
Look, I must tell you, I have worked on numerous recounts. And I have seen very close and competitive primaries. But I must tell you, I've never seen anything like the level of complaints that we are getting from Utah in connection with voting irregularities and voting fraud.
Stay there. Do 10 more minutes with us. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, out there in the beautiful Florida weather. If you're watching us on TV, InfoWars.com/show, and some stations around the country. For radio listeners, everybody else, we'll be right back in 3 minutes with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, and all the show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over 1 million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Back to Roger Stone here in just a moment. He's with us for another 10 minutes. I want to play this clip, his victory speech in Utah, which Stone's about to get into, where he magically wins massive reports of fraud. And we've seen him in Louisiana get 10 delegates. They just took them. And it was just in the front of the paper. Louisiana, Cruz loses, but it goes to him. And they don't say it's a fraud. They just go, like the head of the rules committee for the election, he got up on CNBC and he went, oh, no, people think there's a popular vote. The media keeps saying it. The party makes the decision. She goes, well, then why have the primary votes? He goes, that's a good point. We just get rid of it. So they have to normalize, I guess, like kidnapping your wife and raping her or something. I mean, you're supposed to pledge as delegates, go and do it. That's what you're supposed to do. They changed the rules in the 70s. To be able to steal it, but so what? You stole the rules. These are elections. These are public elections. There's money involved running the elections. Private groups honorarily control it as the party that predates it. But you're grandfathered in to honor it. not to openly steal it. It's amazing. And that's the view. That's the view of common law. It's history. But these lawyers want to tell you they're allowed to do it. Well, next they'll tell you that your kids belong to them, like Melissa Harris Perry does. I want to play this clip of Ted Cruz where he endorses the establishment endorsing him. It is truly sycophantic.
But what you're seeing happening all across this country is Republicans are uniting behind our campaign. Republicans are coming together and uniting behind our campaign. In the last 10 days, our campaign has been supported by Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, Mike Lee,
there. This goes into how great he is and how much he loves the Bushes. I got to tell you, Roger, you have been 100% accurate and dead on, like no other political analyst we've ever seen. And I know that's because you were an insider and then the last 10 years have turned against it when you realized it was a fraud. But tell us what's going to happen. Well, you were getting into Utah and the steal there, the other steals that are coming up, and other big tidbits, because I'm going to have an article put out about this that we're going to put out tomorrow with this video, just warning people that, hey, America, will you let them really steal the election? Because this is like suspending the election. I mean, if you appoint the people and ignore the popular vote, that's the same thing as canceling it. You just have some synthetic facade going, and the public's going to see right through that, Roger. Do you agree?
Well, look, yes, Alex, I do. Let me clear one thing up. As you probably saw, on Friday, Ted Cruz attacked me personally, viciously, claiming that I had planted an article in the National Enquirer. Let me be very clear. This article, which is very controversial, I'm quoted on the record. Why would I ever be quoted on the record in an article that's being planted as a dirty trick? Why would anyone do that? I understand the murky ways of the back alleys of American politics. This story did not come from the Trump camp. Did not come from me. It's not a matter I've ever discussed with Donald Trump or his campaign. This story originated with private detectives working for Marco Rubio. Perhaps off the books, but working for Marco Rubio. Rubio uncovered these leads. He held them, I think, against a hedge regarding attacks on his own personal life. In the end, he didn't use this information because he never had to. He never got enough traction that it mattered. I think the PIs went out and sold this information and got a second payday. But to unfairly blame Donald Trump is a canard. Trump knows nothing about this, as he has said. And look, I'm the pecs bad boy of American politics. I've been around. Let's blame Stone. It's raining out.
Well, by the way, let me just bring this up just to show how the dirty stuff works. He gets into the speech. He goes, Roger Stone, the henchman of Trump, the vicious, evil monster who you work for in the deal in Florida. Roger Stone, the day after these attacks on my wife, the day after it's in the Enquirer. The Enquirer admitted they've been working on it for 6 months. You learned about it a couple months ago when they called you. You told me about it at dinner, but said, let's not go there because, you know, we're not going into personal stuff. You said, I will go into Rubio and his bubble baths with other guys and whatever, because that's, you know, interesting to the base. So you're out there about the big steal. They want this distraction about you attacking his wife or whatever. The truth is, he was moved out for years. His daughters don't even like him. He's down here with all these women. It's well known. I mean, I even know people that talk about Ted Cruz in Austin, and I just ignored it. But reportedly, he's quite the Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, I abhor this kind of thing. There's enough about Ted Cruz that's troubling to beat him on the issues. And including his illegal loans, which he lied about from Wall Street, from Goldman Sachs, and so on. I like Marco Rubio, and I actually had a fear that others would exploit these vicious rumors about him. I really don't have any interest in that.
Well, sure, you never brought any of that up about him, but I mean, you just did say that, well, that might be more interesting, but yeah, you were at dinner saying none of this is good to cover.
No, because I think there are bigger issues. Look, just in the last couple weeks, Ted Cruz has named the man as his chief economic advisor, former Senator Phil Graham. This is Dr. Doom. This is the guy who repealed Glass-Steagall. This is the guy who caused the bubble that destroyed our economy. Then he came back for a second bite at the apple in his other oriented legislation. This guy's already destroyed the economy once. This is who Ted Cruz would put in charge. This is a Wall Street from Predator. Today, Phil Graham works for UBS and has helped them hide offshore millions from U.S. taxation. So whether it's Neil Bush endorsing and becoming a part of Ted Cruz's finance committee, or whether it is Jeb Bush, who is now reluctantly supporting a guy he doesn't even like personally, but whose globalist views that he supports. Neil Bush, who defrauded American taxpayers out of $1.5 billion, and now Phil Graham. This is quite a trio. Neocons, the people who have destroyed our economy through NAFTA and TPP and all of their other globalist international trade pacts. Just look at who Donald Trump's opponents are, and you understand you're on the side of the patriot. You're on the side of history.
I've got to say this, Roger. I, about 6-8 months ago, started to pretty much say I think Trump's the guy because of him against globalism and the system attacking him, but I was still, in my mind, hedging, you know, saying, you know, if he does stuff I don't like, I'll come out against him because I'm a person of integrity. But now watching the entire world arrayed and dictators and mass murderers and the lying and the hype and at colleges, you see the name Trump screaming, crying psychologist. This is like a mental patient movie. This is like a absurdist art film or something where everyone just runs around screaming and they're murdering pinatas of him and hanging him everywhere and going, he's white, he's white. I mean, it is just the craziest bizarro world. Why are they so scared? I know I've asked that question a million times, but they are having a total conniption fit. And so all I care about now is I hate this establishment. They're frauds. They're funding ISIS. They're bankrupting our country. They're coming after our kids. They've sold our jobs overseas. So I see Trump now like a patriot suicide bomber blowing them up. And when they crush him and steal it from him, that's going to be a bigger explosion. It's just going to be delayed. I mean, this is actually beautiful. To see the hatred of the establishment, the waking up, the people not buying into mainstream BS, and even if they can somehow force the destruction of Trump, I mean, I'm sure this is a death blow to the rhinos and the Democrats and the rest of them. This is amazing.
Well, I think once again they have a tremendous tendency to underestimate Trump, but let's recognize the two-track program here. These people are ruthless. They're efficient. They have a leg up in the process. We don't have the cozy relationship.
Your Skype's breaking up a minute. Just wait a second until it stabilizes.
You
Roger
have the national problem.
Roger, stay there for a minute. Your Skype's messing up. I want to be able to catch back up and work here. It was working fine, but it's breaking up now. StoneZone.com. He also has a Stop the Steal website. This is the time to be maximally involved. And listen, even if they still steal it, we win. Because we'll be out there educating everyone, and the curtain is back. This is their boldest move. They think they own this country. They think they own the process. They're telling you your vote doesn't count. This is amazing. And you can call 855-245-4634 to report fraud, shoot YouTube videos about it, write articles about it, call talk radio about it, get upset when they rob you. And when you vote for Trump and they steal your delegates, if they do, which has already happened in Louisiana and Texas and other areas, go ape. You've been robbed. Go to the election commission. Get upset. It's time to take action. Again, Stop the Steal. We'll put it back up on screen for folks. What's the full URL for that, Roger Stone? What's the full URL for Stop the Steal? I think we have a delay.
StopTheSteal.org.
StopTheSteal.org. Okay. 2 minutes, and then I know you got to go. What are other key tidbits for people? What else is going on?
Well, I actually think what you've got now is the importance of these contests moving forward. Trump has got to make an all-out push in Wisconsin. I spoke to him over the Easter holiday. I called him to wish him, he and his family, a very holy and blessed Easter. He got terrific news in the birth of his new grandson, Theodore. I thought it was interesting that he evoked Theodore Roosevelt in his discussion with the New York Times as the last time he saw foreign policy agreed with. The entire text of his New York Times interview, which was covered worldwide, shows me that the CFR effort to try to infiltrate Camp Trump and affect his thinking to try to move him to a globalist worldview has utterly failed. What you heard was pure, unadulterated Trumpism. Put America first. Get our jobs back. Reassert our fiscal sanity. Balance the budget. Cut our debt. Rebuild our strength. And get a foreign policy which is coherent, a foreign policy in which every question that we face is measured by one precept. What's in the best interests of the United States of America? That's Trumpism.
And that's why they're so scared, because he's put money for decades into anti-globalist efforts, into the stopping NAFTA and GATT. That's what he's told people. He goes, I'm sick of this. We can make better deals. Globalism was about selling America's wealth out so the globalists that sold us out could be kingpins in China and India and Mexico. They've now taken the country over. They've impoverished us. They've got their foot on our neck, and they think we're done, and they're just going to arrogantly waddle in and try to destroy Trump. Shame on all the trendies and the hype-driven morons that go around feeling good because the mainstream media got into such a mentally ill frenzy. If they see a Trump sticker, they start crying and rolling around, and psychologists have to come. And then the dean of the major universities is like, we're very scared. This is a threat. The word Trump is racism. I mean, talk about the Soviets and the communist Chinese under Mao at the worst time. We're not this basket case gibbering mental patients. I've got to be honest, Roger Stone, I'm scared for young people and liberals. I mean, they're not liberals, man. They're in a freakazoid cult.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. As you know, one of the precepts of this cult, of course, is that Hillary Clinton is a saint, and that she's an advocate for women. She was a marvelous Secretary of State, and she's doing really good charitable work at the Clinton Foundation. And if you believe any of that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I want to talk to you about.
Wow. All right. Well, Roger, I know you got the even bigger news for us on Wednesday, and you promised to come and also share another article with us. But again, the articles you send us, I appreciate as exclusives, but please just send them out. Whoever wants to post them can post them. I don't want to be the only one that, you know, has these. I know the Daily Caller and also Breitbart Carrier Stories and want them, and you're giving some to us, so I appreciate that. But this one you send out Wednesday is so big, you know, I hope you just send it to everybody and say, hey, you know, this is like a syndicated column. Get this out. Everybody needs to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get the Walker will endorse Cruz in Wisconsin push. It's an important headline, but I think it should probably be changed to the Republicans are already stealing the nomination from Trump. The big steal has begun. But Roger, great job, and thank you for your work defending this republic. Certainly this has got to be an exciting time for not just you, but everybody else, because this is historical.
Well, I like the idea of the headline change. And Alex, I look forward to talking to you on Wednesday.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, Roger Stone. StoneZone.com. You can find both his new best-selling books at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go to break here in just a few minutes, but this is a promo piece for your radio listeners. Go to InfoWars.com/show so you can actually see what the products at InfoWarsLife.com have done for me, like X2 and Supermel Vitality alone. People were freaked out when I was in my parents' hot tub and did a Facebook mentions at how, you know, skinny I'm getting. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I've got a six-pack now when I'm standing up straight. When I sit down, there's a little bit of roll of fat because I have a big torso. I mean, it's amazing. You can see that video on our Facebook page. In fact, I think I'm going to post it at the front page of InfoWars right now. But we'll go out to break with this little promo piece on my transformation, just getting a few things I was deficient in at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please take a moment to listen to what I'm about to break down very, very carefully, because the information I'm about to lay out in just 2 minutes changed my life and changed the life of many, many people around me. I was a big sports enthusiast, but loved to eat like a pig when I was 10 years old up to about 22 or so. And I ran 6 miles every other day and lifted weights almost every day and had a great physique. Then I got into radio and television 21 years ago and got so busy in my work, I stopped working out. And everything was okay for 4 or 5 years. But then suddenly I started putting on pounds every month. And in the next 10 years, I gained almost 100 pounds. Then about 7 years ago, I began jogging, swimming long distances, and lifting weights again, trying to lose weight, and was only able to lose about 20 of the 98 pounds. I even changed my diet. I even increased the exercise. It didn't work. But as soon as I began to get the nutrients and compounds that I needed, my whole life changed. I've gone from 200 and almost 80 pounds down to about 220 pounds or so. It is incredible. And in just the last 3 years, Super Male Vitality, developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com exclusively, and products like the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine have just done incredible things for my body. I work out less. Even though I'm older, I've lost more weight. My muscles got stronger, my stamina, my libido, and so much more. The truth is, we went out to bring you the very best we could, true game-changing products. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today and secure your Super Male or Female Vitality and X2 True Nascent Iodine today, and hopefully start your journey towards living a more natural, focused, clean life. There's a lot of other excellent nutraceuticals we've developed, and also third-party ones that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com that are excellent. But the two game changers that I believe, if you order them, are most likely to really give you the biggest bang for your buck are Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality, and of course, X2 Nascent Iodine. Take the challenge. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today and secure your nutraceuticals. At the same time, know that you're funding the fight for freedom worldwide. Thank you for your support.
By the way, the photos and stuff in there are about 3 months old. I've been too busy to do it. I'm going to take some more photos this week. Even more weight off.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the
the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It is so incredibly obvious. It is so totally crystal. The social engineering, the divide and conquer that's going on. Foreign multinationals don't pay taxes. Basically, they're above the law. Diplomatic immunity. They're the new royalty, and they just go into every country and sector and play countries off against each other, religious groups, different colored people, white against black, whatever the case is, one tribe against another. And they just turn it all into that, and we're so tribal that we buy into it. I mean, it's like homeowners associations. You're new in the neighborhood. You don't send people fruit baskets. You don't go kiss their butt. They're going to start harassing you. I mean, it's just any half-decent area is going to have a homeowner association. And I'm like, we got to send cars to everybody. We got to go to their parties, at least some. Or, you know, every time I haven't done it, trouble starts. Trouble starts. Oh, you didn't put your trash cans in on time. Oh, your car was three cars parked across the street. Throw them out to park on this side, according to the association. You just go kiss the person's butt, the head of the association, no more problems. I mean, that's just the same thing. It's like the country clubs. It's a bunch of people, on average, who just want to act powerful and be lords of some area. And that's what the colleges teach. These aggressive, crazy, abusive, nutty people. And I just look at this country. It is a mess. And all these young people endorsing communism and socialism. Every day I see the articles. China official says Dalai Lama making a fool of Buddhism. They kill you if you're a Buddhist in China. But now they represent it. See, oh, you're a fool. You make a fool of your religion. How a Venezuela opposition leader secretly communicates with solitary confinement for 2 years because he was leading in the election. And now the communists just lock him up. And people always act like communism is so cool. They lock everybody up. I mean, let me tell you. On ESPN and on CNBC and MSNBC and a bunch of the channels, it was from different angles, different arrests. People go, Libertad, Libertad, down with the Castros. And the reporters, people would laugh and stuff as people got beat up and drug away. And it's like, they kind of get off on the state's my friend now. Hey, you just arrested people for me. I mean, you should have like said, hey, okay, Libertad, what, down with the Castros. But obviously, they've been told, don't talk bad about Castro when you're there. What good training for our media. It's like the top of drugsreport.com right now. We can put that on screen. Hillary and the Clintons warn Bernie on his tone. He has to sit there and not go after her because she's the mob boss. Clinton warns Bernie, change your tone. Think about that. And it goes on and on and on. You have these cloistered, arrogant people like Paul Ryan and the rest of them that are just sitting up there waiting to be installed as the Republican nominee and then hand it to Clinton. The arrogance of these people. Clinton's aide, Sanders, needs to change tone if he wants New York debate. Of course, if Sanders tears into her, that's it for Hillary. He'll win. And he's not completely backing down. I mean, I got to say, I don't like Sanders' policies and stuff, but he's representing populism from the left. He is anti-establishment to a great degree. Because he wants to move us into socialism too quickly. The globalists think that's dangerous. I'm going to come back on the other side, do 5 more minutes, then I'm handing the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, hosting from London. Many stations pick up the 4th hour, but if you want to find it or they don't, Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/newsletter is key to sign up at.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.